Fed starts today. That means looking at your money, and they are going to be doing some things that may be having some input of some data that's just been released. John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street has some of that data. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Well, the Fed begins a two-day meeting today, and it'll culminate in an announcement at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon our time about the tapering. That is, will the Fed cut back another $10 billion on their incredible efforts that they started in 2008 to suppress interest rates to stimulate the economy? They've already cut back by $20 billion. Experts expect them to cut back by another $10 billion when they announce tomorrow afternoon. The Dow futures are up about 48 points this morning. Of course, a really strong day yesterday. The Dow up 181 points, the NASDAQ up 34, and the S&P up 500 points. And some of that data that has been released, well, we got some housing starts numbers this morning. They were about as expected. Got some interesting numbers on inflation. Of course, inflation is one of the two key things that the Fed focuses on. The Fed believes that inflation is too low. It's below their target number, and it'll continue to be that way. This morning, we get the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, and the number was only up 0.1% last month. If you look at the last 12 months, it's only up 1.1%. If you look at the core number, which is what they get if they take out food and energy, it was also only up 0.1% last month. And if you look at the last 12 months, only up 1.6%. And so those numbers still below what the Fed wants. And also some numbers from the National Association of Home Builders released yesterday. And it indicates that their sentiment, this is their sentiment index, it inched up a bit, but it's still only at 47. Now, anything below 50, the home builders are saying that they think the conditions are poor rather than good. Anything, of course, above 50, they say it's good. So home builders are a little bit down in terms of their sentiment. They do admit that weather impacted part of this. But the other two things that the home builders are concerned about, and that is rising property values, which is good news, bad news, a two-edged sword, and also, of course, interest rates being up. So when you combine the fact that rates are up, mortgages cost more, and that's because of the tapering, frankly. And also, if you look at home values going up, it means a higher monthly payment and therefore less activity in the home building sector. Yesterday, an announcement from Exxon. You may remember that in March of last year, there was an oil spill down near Mayflower, right there on the interstate. You went right by it as you went to Little Rock. And they had submitted a report to the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality saying that they've completed their cleanup of soil that was polluted from the spill last March. This is a pipeline that burst, and that pipeline goes all the way from Illinois to the Texas Gulf Coast. It's called the Pegasus Pipeline. Exxon says that they're finished, but here's what they're going to continue to do. They're going to perform weekly sheen monitoring and sheen removal at that cove where it was spilled there, and they're going to do so within 48 hours any time that there's rainfall. They're going to replace the booms that absorb the oil from the water at least every 3 months, and they say that they're done, but of course they'll continue to be there to do what needs to be done. Lastly, this is an interesting deal. Walmart made a comment when they made an announcement yesterday. They say, when we disrupt markets and compete, our customers win. Well, here's what they're doing. They're getting into the business of accepting a trade-in for used video games. Starting next week, you're going to be able to go in, take used video games. You're going to be exchanging them for an e-gift card. You can use it at Sam's, Walmart. You can use it online. Walmart is then going to have these games refurbished by CE Exchange, the same company they use to refurbish their smartphones and tablets that they also take as trade-ins. They're going to then resell those used games sometime later in the year after they're refurbished. Now, this is a $2 billion a year market. Questions are, how's this going to impact companies like GameStop, Best Buy, Amazon, and eBay? GameStop happens to be the country's largest retailer of new and used video games, and two-thirds of their business is related to the trade-in, repurposing, and resale of used games. Walmart says they're going to disrupt that $2 billion business, and they're here to stay.
If they see a way to make some money, they're going to get into that business.
Yeah, they're going to start refurbishing old tennis shoes next, I think.
You know, it might be an idea, John. Maybe we better get ahead of them, jump in there.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach. He's jumping around, not in his tennis shoes this morning. He's working, doing his job. And he can help you if you have some ideas about things he discussed during our broadcast here, or something on your mind about something you want to do. A while back, we had someone ask about, they had a question about their farm income and how it could be handled in a better way. Well, those are things they can discuss with John. He's not an expert in every area, but he knows a lot about a lot of things and can advise you. And if he can't, he'll let you know he can't. That's just part of what he does. It's at Stern Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And it's a very good location right here in the heart of the city at 820 South 21st Street.